But my topic is not the Astros. It's really Alice and the cases involving patent-eligible subject matter. And so I'll start with a confession. If you look at this slide, of course, the Alice in Wonderland theme gets overused quite a bit with the Supreme Court case and the subsequent cases. But if you view the Mad Hatter as the Supreme Court and the Federal Circuit as explaining the law of judicial exceptions to Section 101, laws of nature, abstract ideas, natural phenomena, I view myself in this picture as Alice, who's sitting there with a very petulant, unhappy, skeptical look on her face. Because unlike Professor Lemley, I don't necessarily see any very clear way to try and rationalize the cases and to bring harmony. So unfortunately, I will not be able to bring the reasonable certainty to this area of the law that I think we would like. I would like to talk briefly about the Alice case itself. For anyone in the audience who's been backpacking in Tibet for the last several years and may not have heard about it, and then talk about the recent cases from this year from the Federal Circuit. First, we will talk about all of the cases finding patent-eligible subject matter, and then we'll talk about a handful of the cases finding patents ineligible under 101. And then I would like to talk about what, if anything, we can learn from this topic and these cases, because I do think there are some things we can learn. There are some consistent themes, but mostly it's that, we'll get to that.